This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic. Securities are offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Dale Buckner, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. Dale Buckner, Inc. and United Planners are not affiliated.
A quick word about this program. This is meant for educational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations. Always consult with a financial professional regarding your personal situation before making any financial decisions.
This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic visiting with Brett Hansen. Brett is a certified financial planner professional in our offices at Dale Buckner, Inc. at 301 South Polk, Suite 420. And we've kind of mentioned that before, but it's kind of nice to know that we've got more than one certified financial planner professional. Most offices have one.
Right.
And we have more than one. We got two. That is more than one.
Well, that's true.
You know, you got to admit.
That's twice as many as most.
It's twice as many. We got 100% more than an office that only has one CFP. All right. So that being said, one of the things that we talk about all the time is risk. And in our seven frequently asked questions, really, I believe that everybody that's considering retirement, contemplating retirement imminently, or is getting ready to retire or in retirement should be thinking about how much risk they're taking.
Right.
And I we can both agree on that. And, you know, before we were preparing for the program, I was telling Brett what I wanted to talk about. And he said, well, Dale, you're going to have to take the lead a little bit, but I'm going to throw stuff at you and let you kind of have a discussion here. So I'm going to kind of ease you into this and say, so how do you feel about having the statement that the largest risk that people in retirement take is health care costs?
I think that's very, very accurate, because once you do retire, you know, hopefully that you'll be on Part B and you might have a supplemental insurance. But if you ever have to go into the hospital, if there's a major situation that's taking place, Medicare is not going to pay for a lot of that for some of the stay. I think a lot of people have a misconception that if they go into the hospital and then they have to get rehab or go into a long-term care facility, that Medicare might pick up a lot of it. They will pick up a little bit at the very beginning, but in the end, you cannot count on Medicare to take care of you for the rest of your life medically.
Custodial care is not covered by Medicare or the Medigap policy you purchased.
Right.
And at the end of most people's lives, they're going to probably spend somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000 on custodial care.
Right, right.
If you don't have a bucket of money sitting around, then we need to talk about that risk.
And when you say custodial care, what do you mean exactly?
Well, the traditional name is nursing home.
Right.
But the vast majority of my clients want to do it at the house.
Well, sure.
So they're having home health care.
Right.
And a lot of the home health care that we have been seeing delivered to my clients has been more, I just can't get to the store anymore, and I can't really cook for myself anymore, and I really can't clean my house anymore. I'm really kind of pretty much unable to do some of those just normal activities of living. And I may need a little help going, getting a bath in, and I may need a little help toileting, and I may need a little help here and there. And that custodial care is not covered.
Right, right. I just wanted to make sure the listeners knew that custodial care is like a nursing home.
Now, you are an administrator for a nursing home in your former life, your job before you came here. And I bet you firsthand witnessed so many families that couldn't come up with the check to pay that next month's payment.
Right, right. A lot of families were on Medicaid, but you almost have to be impoverished to even qualify for that. And, of course, that's not what one's financial objectives are in retirement, is when you have to go into a nursing home, that you would have to be in a facility where you may not be able to get the pick of the facility that you want to go to if you can't pay it out of your own pocket. So you might be having a limited source.
You have no choice. You completely lose your. It's almost you lose your choice.
Right. There's few choices when you only have Medicaid as an option, because not all nursing homes look or.
Well said.
Yes.
When we kind of come back into it, I really, most of our conversations that we have is how to reduce investment risk.
Right.
And so I kind of wanted to cover a couple of little things that are investment risk type things that are important. And the first one that we kind of counsel folks as they're entering into that retirement, they're never going to get another paycheck.
Right.
Holy cow. That's sort of what a slap you upside the head and say, you're not going to get another paycheck and you're going to have to live off your savings for the rest of your life. Then all of a sudden it gets real, very real.
It does.
And we counsel them as they go into that moment that having no debt or extremely low debt and very manageable debt is going to be something that's going to be very important. So I'm going to add one of the risks in retirement is having too much debt.
Right. That's true.
Well, then you could work another year. You could work another, if your health would allow you to, you could work a little bit more. But 38% of retirees by a LIMRA study, that's the Life Insurance Marketing Research Association, did a little study here about 10 years ago, and they found out that about 38% of retirees, if they were allowed to and they could do it, would like to continue to work somewhere. They don't want to do the job that's killing them.
Right.
not that everybody's job is killing them,
right.
But that's the
right.
kind of thing that they have a job that is so often we've had these conversations with folks that'll, we were talking about health, right?
That's right.
And we're sitting there going, so did you know you were under that much stress when you were working? And now that you're not working, I had no idea. I can't believe it. I'm sleeping all night long. It's so much better. You know,
right.
Sort of that conversation back and forth. I can't believe how much stress I was under. This is going to add years to my life.
Right.
It was going to kill me to stay in the...
Employed?
it was in the pressure cooker.
Right.
Now, in other people, it is, holy cow, this is like lifeblood to me. Mm-hmm. I have to stay there.
Right.
I cannot quit. And then we counsel them to get a consulting job on the side.
Right.
I got great stories, and we're sitting there. I really don't want to quit, but I can't work here anymore, and it's just driving me crazy, and I just don't want to quit. So I said, well, have you thought about consulting? No. Well, why don't you think about that?
Right.
So he ended up getting a consulting job where he worked 3 days a week and got paid more than he was when he was a full-time employee.
That's crazy.
Later on, he was hired to have another pressure job where they had let him run the whole crew because he was doing such a good job as a consultant. It's a great story when you kind of come back into these stories. You can't make them up. They've got to be almost true.
Right.
So as we kind of come back into this, having low debt, the market gives us risks that we wish to manage by certain techniques. And I'm going to say, what is interest rate risk?
Believe that is having money where you lose purchasing power, that interest rates are going up more than the value of your investment. And that kind of happens a lot when people have a pension, because the pension typically stays the same. But if interest rates continue to go up, you're going to lose purchasing power.
That is, and inflation is kind of tied
right.
to that.
Right.
But the interest rate, we're experiencing, the Federal Reserve Board is raising interest rates right now.
They certainly are.
Holy cow.
Right.
Well, what is that doing to some investments in the stock market?
I think it's eroding them a bit.
It is causing them a little bit of grief.
That's right.
So one of the interest rates that we track is the Federal Reserve Board interest rate. Another interest rate is? Mortgages.
Right.
All right. So mortgages, really, if they rise, then people buy fewer houses, and that could affect the economy.
Right. Yeah. That's
so interest rate kind of throws a monkey wrench into things.
Right.
Inflation's a little bit different. Sort of. I really look at oil prices right now and say, that's inflation. It's when you have a commodity or something that you have to buy that is up more expensive than it was a year ago.
Right.
And
right.
Virtually everything I'm doing right now, every service that I'm receiving, by service providers are charging me more.
Right. Right.
So then, holy cow, they wanted, I'm not griping, but they wanted more for mowing my lawn. And I went to lunch. This is true today. And I went to a spot that I hadn't been to in about 5 or 6 months. They were 50% higher. Can you believe it?
Oh.
Yeah, I can believe it, really. Because, you know, yeah, I was telling Adair, I said, you know, we may want to rethink about that if we're going to, you know, be getting this kind of a lunch, it's more expensive.
Right.
That's inflation risk.
Yep.
Another one is market risk. You buy an investment that actually drops in value. The overall market's down right now a little bit.
Right.
A little more than a little bit, but
yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Well, and then we have strategies and that we will employ to lower that risk and to take advantage of that drop in the markets. The credit risk is when a company goes out of business. I always mention Enron when we have a chance to kind of talk about when you start looking at the overall problem that happens when the a company like Enron, as big as Enron was, goes out of business,
right,
and
right.
That's credit risk. I kind of want to stop it right here and go ahead and let everybody know that if you'd like to have a copy of the 7 Frequently Asked Questions, we would like to get that to you. You can get it on our website at www.dalebuckner.com. We've been sending out a couple of these notices on Facebook.
Right,
you might have seen one yourself on Facebook about the 7 frequently asked questions. That's an easy way to get it. If you'd like us to do the old-fashioned way and mail you one, all you got to do is give us a call, 806-358-7977. We also would offer you a complimentary consultation. We never charge for those. If you'd like to give us a call, 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic visiting with Brett Hansen. Brett is a certified financial planner professional in our office, as am I, at Dale Buckner Inc. at 301 South Polk, Suite 420. And as we kind of look at the other risks, I'm going to add one that very few financial advisors really talk about. And that is liquidity risk.
Mm-hmm.
And many investments attempt to try to tie your money up for years. Sometimes they want to tie your money up forever, and it'll never be liquid again.
Right.
And right. Illiquid investments are one of the they usually overpromise and underdeliver.
Many times, right.
And then you can't sell them. And I always look at I'm going to give you an example of a today. Oh gosh, I just had a conversation with a really good friend and client. We've been friends and clients forever. And he called me up and he says, "Well, I'm thinking about buying an oil well." And I said, so tell me about it. And he says, "Well, this guy's been calling me for years and years and years, and I finally think I'm going to buy an oil well." And I said, "So let's talk about the risks of buying an oil well today. So how much is the price of oil today?" "Well, it's at record highs." "So how much do you think they're going to charge you for that lease that you're getting ready to pay for when they buy the oil well and they start to drill, well, it'll probably be real high. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to pay a record. Okay, so record high lease for being able to drill on the land. How much do you think they're charging right now for the drilling equipment? Probably really high.
Right.
Probably record amounts. You can't get one because, you know, the supply is low. So you're probably paying the highest price you've ever paid for drilling equipment. Now, how about the crew that's going to drill that well? Do you think you're going to be paying them a lower salary today or a higher salary today? Well, they can't even hardly get crews, so they're going to have to probably double their salary to get them on the crew. All right, now is that going to make your investment better or worse? And he said, well, okay, so you won your case. All right, I listened. And then I said, but let me add in. How about if I tell you, you will likely never be able to sell that oil well. So whatever amount of money you put in the oil well is likely to be illiquid for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Illiquid forever. Right. They don't have a market on that they do, but they give you 10 cents on the dollar.
Right, right.
And they have predatory lawyers that are out there offering to buy your lease, and you're producing oil well at 10 cents on the dollar all the time. So you could literally sell it any time. You just don't get any of your money back. So we kind of come back in and had the conversation. I have had a couple of those conversations. Now, I absolutely am not saying investing in oil is necessarily a problem. It is the fact that it's illiquid is the problem that I think. And when I said, we really went through with this particular client, we went through and did a investment policy statement where we talked about what criteria we wanted on certain investments. And one of the qualifying investments was that it be liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so when you bring an investment like an oil well, you really are going against your investment policy statement. Yeah, so that in itself should have given you the clue that that's not what is appropriate for you to do.
That's right.
If it's liquid, then very few oil wells are, I don't know any oil wells that are going to be liquid. And so it really gives you a real tough time with having that moment in time when you can say, this is exactly the right investment for me. So we pretty much, I think, reasoned through that it wasn't exactly right.
I think you have to have a lot of other resources to entertain that kind of an investment.
I think so, too. And when we kind of come back into that conversation about what kind of investments we're looking at, our likely investment policy statement for most clients would include that we would like to buy quality investments that have good volume on the New York Stock Exchange or some other exchange, that are available to know exactly how much they are. We'd prefer, under most cases, they'd have daily liquidity. And that we would prefer that it be a balanced portfolio. We don't want to invest all in one investment, one company, one commodity. And that we would prefer them to have professional management or an extremely well-defined way of purchasing the investment so we know exactly what's in it.
Right.
If you're buying one type of investment, if you want to buy large companies, small companies, foreign investments, we'd like to know that that's actually what's in the investment. We'd really like folks to have had that down in writing and it to be liquid. And then the number one thing that I do not like to see is what we're going to call black box investing. And that is, oh, don't worry about it, Brett. Don't worry about it. We're going to pay you 12% guaranteed. and some promissory note or something is in there that you don't have, don't worry about that. We'll take care of all the details, and we're going to pay you 12% guaranteed, and you can just...
vegetate?
Well, you can kind of wonder. So as I kind of come back into this, I think I have someplace on here, on one of my notes, I said, the guarantee is too good. It's just way too good. Some of the worst experiences I've had before I was in the business and I were investing in things where the guarantee was too good. And it turned out it wasn't a good guarantee at all. So another criteria could be that we want to examine the fees and make sure that they're reasonable but not too high.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't always want to have the lowest fee. You get nothing. We want to have the reasonable fee but not too high.
Right.
And it
right.
needs to be competitive with all of its other folks out there.
Yep.
That being said, an investment policy statement could have, in addition to all of those criteria, that you have between 20 and 60% fixed income, between 80 and 40% or 40 and 80% of stocks.
Right.
And so you have a little bit of wiggle room in there to raise risk and lower risk.
Right.
Let's go ahead and take our next break. This is Dale Buchner's Financial Clinic. If you'd like to visit with us, get a set of the 7 frequently asked questions, give us a call or go to our website, www.dalebuchner.com, or give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. This is Dale Buchner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brett Hansen, Brett with 2 T's.
Mm-hmm.
We started giving him that nickname. And if you'd ever like to email us, it's dale@dalebuchner.com or brett with 2 T's@dalebuchner.com. We'd love to get your emails. We have a Facebook page that is Dale Buchner, Inc., with me with a tie on. The other one I'm playing with a grandkid, so that's my personal Facebook page where we talk about gardening and other fun stuff like fishing. Oh, man, I'd love to go fishing right now.
Yeah.
And then our real subject here is the number 4 question is, what are the biggest financial risks in retirement? And we kind of came to the spot where we really believe that the 2 biggest risks are taking too much risk in your investments. And then the other one is having no risk at all, and you have a guaranteed principal but no income.
Right, right.
And then you're living off of principal until it's all gone.
Right.
And if you have to have that balance in between, and the science is that does that is called the modern portfolio theory. And you have the right amount of stocks, the right amount of bonds, the right amount of fixed income, the right amount of non-correlated assets, mm-hmm. the right amount of this. And then you, according to the investment, you rebalance the stocks every now and then so that you have more risk or less risk.
Right.
That being said, there are numerous problems with managing your own account,
mm-hmm.
which is... because emotion is so strong
when it is
your money in your own account, emotion is so strong that people really have a tougher time doing it right. And some of the worst ones are taking way too much risk. I mean, we're talking about through the roof absurd risk, which we call margin. Margin is borrowing money so you can buy stocks. That is probably the worst idea that you could have. And there have even been instances where they would borrow the money on the house to buy stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the right idea.
Well, you can't borrow on margin in a retirement account anyway.
You can in the retirement account, but you sure can in a non-qualified account.
No kidding, right.
But The problem with margin is you can lose all your money, completely gone, wiped out.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for a market that we're living through right now to wipe out a margin account.
Right.
The other one is buying and selling too often. So you want to the term for that is churning, and you don't want to churn your account. There's also reverse churning where you just invest it and hold it. That's actually better. Just leave it alone.
Right.
Buy and hold it. Don't talk about it. Sort of like, what are the rules of Fight Club? You don't talk about Fight Club. You just leave it alone and don't trade it and just leave it alone. That's a better strategy, really, especially when the headlines can be a little scary. So let's go ahead and take our next break, and we'll kind of visit a little bit about the one where I think is really even more scary, and that is in search for that better rate of return, you succumb to a scam. And then you won the lottery. Holy cow, I won the lottery. All you have to do is open up an account and put $10,000 in the account, and then we'll put the money in. You got $1 million from the lottery, you know, one of those things. So let's talk about that a little. Not you personally, Brett.
Right, right.
But, you know, the scam stuff is really scary. If you'd like to visit about these or any of the other issues, we talked a lot about retirement planning. We'd love to have that discussion with you. If you'd like to come by the office and personally pick up these 7 frequently asked questions about retirement, we'd love to have you come in, and we'll just hand it to you. Old-fashioned way, we'll mail it to you. Just give us a call. We're at 301 South Polk, Suite 420. And if you'd like to give us a call and set that initial consultation up or come by and pick up a copy, it's 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, and I'm talking about scams. So, the presentation is just amazing. I mean, it's guaranteed, Brett, and you're going to get 10% tax free. And when compliance hears this is talking about scams. Okay, so as compliance is going to listen to this. I'm not telling you really that you could really do that, but the scammer is going to be so convincing. It may be somebody that goes to your church. It may be somebody that's your relative. It may be somebody they may have extremely emotional ties and use emotional ties to get you to sign up. And it pays more money, likely more money than you're able to get with your safe investments. It's likely to have better guarantees because they're scammers. They don't have to really give you any guarantees.
Right.
And then they have this Bernie Madoff proven record. Bernie Madoff just comes in and says, you make 15% a year. I'll show you all the documents that show that clients have made 15% a year. I've got this whatever SEC endorsed investment, and it's not SEC endorsed. They can tell you they're scammers. They don't have, it doesn't have to be real.
Right. Right.
And then all of a sudden now you're going down the Ponzi scheme scam.
Mm-hmm.
Every year that happens. That being said, those aren't the only things that senior citizens really got to worry about.
Right, right.
Got to worry more about the telephone call from several people that succumbed to this one. The telephone call, your granddaughter or your grandson is in jail. That's, and they need...
I know of a situation just like that.
I've had a client succumb to the Jamaican lottery. $15,000 just gone. And then it used to be the Nigerian prince. You are related to a Nigerian prince that is got $10 million, and we have been looking for you so we can give you the money. There's something even worse, and that is more... senior citizens have a tendency to be a little lonely.
Right.
And so a lot of times right now on virtually everybody's Facebook, it is somebody that you think you may know or a name of somebody you may know, and they're saying, "Hi, how are you? I just was wondering how you were doing. Have you heard about the investment that I just did where I got paid 100%? How would you like to have money in your Cash App account?" Holy cow, those are scammers too.
Right.
So you kind of come back into, in real day life, I'm starting to see in my own life where I'm being bombarded with scam type opportunities to lose my money.
Right.
And so we kind of want to warn you about some of those real life things that are going on right now that are horrible. It's hard to believe that you could have something worse than that. They'll steal your identity. You got to have protection about making sure that they don't steal your identity, start putting out credit cards in your name. They will steal your tax return, turn in a fraudulent return, and they get a big refund to somebody else's address.
It's crazy.
Crazy stuff. You know, if that were bad enough, you don't want to be held up or burglarized too. You got to kind of worry about a few things like that too. But those are the kinds of things that we really are kind of concerned about when we really start working on this how to reduce risk.
Right.
I've only had a couple of people that have succumbed to the currency scam that was going around years ago, but they lost all their money. They lost their life savings. They were taken in, and they won't talk about it anymore. It's all gone.
Yeah, I can understand.
They succumbed to an Iraqi dinar scam where they were told that Iraqi dinars were now selling for 0.16 cents per dinar, and they're going to revalue them back to the original dollar. They were started off as the dollar, and then Iraqi dinars were going to be revalued back to a dollar. So you could buy, for $16, you could buy 25,000 Iraqi dinar. Or for $25, you could buy 25,000 Iraqi dinar. I think it was. And so we kind of came in, I said, "You know, that's a scam." Holy cow. Really? Yeah. And I said, "Would you sell me one of those Iraqi dinar notes?" So I have one of the 25,000 Iraqi. I said, "If they actually do offer you $25,000 for this 25,000 Iraqi dinars, I will sell it back to you. I think I paid $49 for it. You can't make this stuff up." And then I framed it. It's a lot of fun to kind of talk about these scams.
They are
so convincing. They convinced these folks, truly, Brett, they convinced them by giving them a wealth management presentation that would talk about setting up trusts for all their family members so that when they got all this money in, that they could manage the taxes. Holy cow, that was the presentation is talking about. Now, having written the book, Make Money, Think Rich, I explore that side of the brain that's called the gambling side of the brain. Contemplating gain is as strong as getting a hit from cocaine. So that's why the gambler cannot quit. The addicted gambler cannot quit.
Right.
So as we kind of go through that, if you can activate that side of the brain that is the gambling side of the brain, then the con artist can take over, and then you've lost a lot of money. Let's take our final break of this hour, and if you'd love to give us a call and talk to us. We'd love to give you complimentary consultation about retirement planning, about the 7 frequently asked questions about retirement. It's 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. Email me at dale@dalebuckner.com, or it's Brett with 2 T's at dalebuckner.com. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brett Hansen. And during the break, we were talking about a little bit of this. And one of the things he said, Dale, you started off talking about healthcare is the big risk, and that if healthcare is the big risk, why don't we insure against that risk? And there's a type of insurance called long-term care insurance that would be ideal for most folks.
Right.
And
right.
I have one other thing that I really is on my list. Life insurance makes so much sense when it comes to making sure that your family has no. So if you have zero life insurance, then you have a big risk that your family's going to be forced out of their home.
Right. That's true.
You pass away. Mm-hmm. The main breadwinner gone, or only one breadwinner, then they have to leave their house. You want to make sure that your survivors, your heirs and your survivors, after you've passed away, I'm going to tell you, you don't know when it's going to happen. Adair, my lovely wife, was back in February, was driving down the street, had somebody come right in front of them. She tried to swerve to avoid them, ran into a tree, virtually crushed her legs. And right. That could have been a fatal accident right there. You never know when you're going to have one of those fatal injuries or accidents. So you got to be conscious and careful
right.
about this kind of thing. And life insurance not only can cover you for your injuries, it can cover for your illnesses that you have no idea about, and they'll pay you, most policies that we work with will pay you a good portion, if not all, of the death benefit early if you go to a nursing home or have to have home health care.
Right.
It's a wonderful way of insuring yourself against that risk that you're going to run out of money. And in my world, I'd like everybody to have $500,000 to $1 million that's in a bucket that is guaranteed by the full faith and credit of one of the best life insurance companies in America. We'll find you one. And then that would give you the assurances that if something unspeakable happens to you,
right,
that either from illness or accident, that because have you ever been on your roof, Brett?
Not lately.
All right, but you have been.
I have been.
All right. The bad idea.
A few decades
ago. Bad idea. Don't get on your roof. But if you ever get on your roof, or you ever drive a car, or you ever, do something crazy like cut trees and stuff like that on your own, then we may really, really want you to consider having a life insurance policy that covers you for that.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it's real easy to get a quote.
Right.
And we're really good about kind of having a conversation about what kind of life insurance is the best one for you. Certified financial planners, we are licensed to quote life insurance. And long-term care, and do your retirement planning, and help you with your estate planning. Maybe we ought to visit with you a little bit about your education plan for your grandkids or your kids. Maybe you'd like to speak with a certified financial planner instead of somebody selling something. Just do it in your best interest when it's called fiduciary responsible person. And we're not the only ones. There's plenty of other certified financial planners out there in the market right now that would be glad to talk to you, too. But if you don't have one, we'd like to apply for the job. Give us a call at 806-358-7977. 1-800-299-PLAN. Email me at dale@dalebuckner.com or Brett with 2 T's at dalebuckner.com.